It's been one of those nights where I've been doing a lot of drawing and listening to a lot of classical music. I'm actually listening to Götterdämmerung right now. Whenever I pull out my big sketchbook, and what I mean by my big sketchbook is I've got a sketchbook that's, it's about 11 by 14, I think. That's when I'm drawing just in pencil, trying to do some more finished, kind of refined art. And what I decided to do tonight, because I've been really interested in trying to improve my ability to draw a really solid shape, a really reflective sort of surface. So I did a Google search for armor. I was going to try drawing more complicated suits of armor, historical stuff, not so much fantasy stuff. And what was kind of amazing, and this isn't the only time I noticed it, but I think this is the first time that the idea sunk in. But what was amazing was, as I was browsing Google and looking at different kinds of armor in the Google image search, I kept seeing these really impressive, like leather-worked armors and outfits and stuff that was clearly fan-inspired. But what kept drawing me to that was that the execution was always so fantastic. And it sort of pulled me into, for the last hour, a couple of hours or so, it's pulled me into DeviantArt, which of course is a fantastic site for artists, craftspeople. There's a lot of junk on DeviantArt that's really not particularly very good, but there's also a tremendous amount of fantastic art. I mean, really, really good stuff. And when I started looking at some of these like leatherworking fantasy sort of outfits, something's kind of dawned on me. A lot of these people that are doing this, and it tends to be people in their perhaps anywhere from early to late 20s, maybe some in their 30s, like myself. It's occurred to me that these. A lot of what they're creating, which ranges from full suits of like leather armor, metal armor, leather jackets, vests, all done in sort of fantasy, World of Warcraft sorts of modes, are stunning and may actually represent something that I had never really noticed until tonight, which is that we have possibly a whole sort of underground art movement that's going beyond simply a bunch of fans, of fantasy or whatever, you know, making crazy elf outfits or anything like that. Because what I'm seeing when I'm looking at some of these, I'm looking at one right now called, he calls himself Noir Azur. I gotta say, it is well beyond just merely an enthusiastic fanboy. Don't get me wrong, as far as mainstream anything, does push a little bit far into the cheesy side as far as how all of this is presented, because almost uniformly, most of these kinds of works of art are presented in like woodland settings. It seems like all of them are doing that, but at the same time, they're really, really impressive. I'm looking at one here. It's leather, but it's made to look like leaves sort of forming a bag, like a pouch bag perhaps. And, there's just no other way to say it. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful work. And most of these are, and it's sort of funny to me that out of fantasy, out of something that is unfortunately generally scoffed at by kind of the mainstream cultural zeitgeist, you know, that's considered very you know, there's a bit of a stigma to it. It's almost as if out of all that, this whole culture has emerged that's producing handcrafted, exquisitely made art. And not just art, but a kind of useful art even. I mean, it's, you know, looking at this, it's as though what's the word I'm looking for? Skills that in this day and age of very commercialized clothing, cheap clothing, let's face it, bad clothing, impractical clothing, impractical everything. You have this whole range of people that they're creating just whatever they want to create, and they're not just knocking it together. These aren't the same as like props for a movie. They're making them out of leather and metal and leather thongs and rivets, and they hold up. They're tough looking, not just tough looking, but they are tough. Leather's a fantastic material. There's a reason it has been used since time began. It is very tough. It is very sturdy. It is extremely useful. It is weatherproof for the most part if you treat it right. But looking at what these people have done.
Oh, excuse me.
It's like suddenly a little glimmer of cultural hope has kind of started twinkling in my eye a little bit. That these kinds of skills are not, they've hidden themselves. It's like these kinds of practical skills have found another venue, you know, to survive in the modern world where people buy really crappy stuff from Abercrombie and Fitch and American Eagle and The Gap and that sort of stuff. And the thing is that I am perhaps a little more than most very qualified to say, because without getting into sort of what I do for work and all that, but I'm really familiar with the process of the sort of the clothing industry. Or at least, you know, and certainly not an expert, but I'm probably a little bit more familiar with it than most people, because I've had to deal with it. And most of the stuff people buy today, you know, Gap, Abercrombie and Fitch, I mean, as I said before, most of the major brands that you're thinking of are well under the kind of quality that people in the past had kind of. And I don't mean the past as in 20 years ago. I mean the past as in 50, 100, etc. Things today, for the most part, are very cheap and tend to fall apart pretty easily. So looking at this stuff has just been absolutely fascinating. I mean, I recommend it. Go on to the site DeviantArt. It's DeviantArt, one word, .com, and look up the leatherworking. It tends to be where you see a lot of this stuff. And don't get me wrong, like I said, it's some of it is pretty much in the heavy sort of high school fantasy drama kind of thing. But less so than you might think. Because it's all presented beautifully, it's all made beautifully. You can see a progression as you go through people's galleries, how they've progressed in their art and how they've progressed in their craft. It's worth taking a look at. I don't know. Maybe we've got a little hope for good old practical human ingenuity in the future. I certainly hope so, because it's worth preserving.